Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
For me, it's back to work. And attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. Coming up this segment, your chance to win a Pat Spencer jersey. When you hear the, are we going to play it now and then do it that way, Evan?
When you hear Steve Kerr talking about how he's an MF-er.
Yes. So you'll hear Steve Kerr say his now famous line about Pat Spencer, and when you hear that, we will give you the contest line, and caller number 5 gets that jersey. So there you go. Go ahead.
I was waiting for you to go.
Okay.
Oh boy,
Al Horford. How about this? Do you give Al Horford any credit? And the great Cam.
Okay, our man.
Came in early today. And said that there's some advanced defensive metrics that have Quinn Post, the third best center defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
Give Horford any credit for that?
I don't even want to answer that.
The veteran influence?
Question. No. That's
you
stupid.
Don't?
No, he's a player.
Okay.
I'll give that to the coaching staff, but you
what
are reaching
Udonis
bad.
What about Udonis Haslam?
You are reaching bad.
And how about
I need
this?
You in uniform, Skip, playing. He's got sciatica, and we should have saw it coming.
Well, here's the other thing, Goo, is whenever you talk about Butler and Curry and Draymond, it's always about the playoffs. Like, why doesn't Horford get that same benefit of the doubt? He's got to be ready for the playoffs. That's all that matters for him. He's not playing. He's like Butler. You didn't really pay him to play games in December.
Yeah. Well, oh, man.
I'm just telling you the truth.
No, like, I mean, if we don't see it in November, December, January, how the hell can you expect it in?
Well, that's
hopefully
how
we get to the playoffs because we're the eighth seed now.
Well,
I thought he was supposed to contribute on nights that weren't back-to-back. And we haven't seen it for whatever reason. And the sticker price told you, dude's older, so don't be shocked if he can't go. And it just hadn't been a flow yet.
Yeah, I mean,
man, Valanciunas was out there. Remember we talked about him? And I know you say, oh, Goo, he don't fit. But, man, if you could have got a guy like that.
Why have they not acquired Jonas Valanciunas the 6 times he was available in the last 8 years?
Hey,
like they must not like him.
Four or five times, I understand, but this 6 times, done, he like, damn, dude's like, he's thick, he's tough, man, a great screen setter. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but I can be let me be disappointed with the Horford signing until we see improvement.
Yeah, I'd be more disappointed in other guys who've been playing more who've gotten us to this 13-12 record. Like that, and that's the big three.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's like
somebody's trying to say hello to you.
That's the thing with the Warriors. is,
hey,
we have spent the last week talking about Spencer and the 13.
Rightfully so.
We don't talk about Curry. We don't talk about Draymond, and we don't talk about Jimmy Butler. And to me, they are the top three reasons why we're 500 right now.
Oh, Stani, I would say they're the only three reasons. There are three reasons we are one game over 500.
Well, now, what happened when Butler, Draymond, and Steph weren't on the road trip for the most part?
And that's going to happen. I get that. And it was a three-game road trip. I'm not defending that, but you're the one that told me, Goo, get ready for 65 games, 17 to 20 games where these guys aren't going to play. But the one positive, and I'm searching, of that three-game roadie and even the home game against OKC is Pat Spencer has emerged. I'm not telling you Pat Spencer emerging is going to take this team to the Western Conference Finals, but when I got Steph Curry averaging 27, Dre defensively when he's available doing what he's going, like I know what I'm going to get with those guys, but to Leroy's point about Jimmy, I feel like I've been, and it doesn't matter. There's no award for being first, but I'm the one, and other hosts here have said, you know what? I feel like, you know, Jimmy's Smokey Robinson. He's not playing bad. He's too good to play bad, but he's not giving us that extra. And if he can, we can get that extra from him. Man, who's to say that can change where how far we can go? Or get out of the play-in, because right now that's where
so
we're
So you
at.
Want Jimmy Butler to give you extra in the middle of December?
It sounds like
that's
you're
what's
telling me
unrealistic.
Not. Because?
Because he's 36. And he, that's.
I hope you're so wrong.
That's the problem. Yeah. How do you get to the playoffs as a top six seed if
okay,
you
I got
have no
you.
Continuity right. during the season?
This discussion, I love it, is centered around Jimmy.
Okay.
If you're right, I do feel a tad bit better, but I'm also offended because I'm like, okay, he's cruising and he's pacing himself. But then if you allow me to go back to last year when the chef went down, your best player went down, he did not step up with field goal attempts. So which one is it?
He can't step.
Now that's scary. Like, if you're right and he can't.
But the idea that Steph Curry's not going to be there, so Jimmy's going to take 25
that's
shots.
That's not too hard. Like,
yes, it is. That's not like that goes against every part of his game. Jimmy Butler wants to go 8 for 13. Mm. He wants to go 7 for 7 from the line. He wants no turnovers, 6 assists and 7 rebounds. Like that's his perfect game. Like he is the opposite of a volume shooter.
But he's a savant at the game. Like nobody will second guess his mentals. But I'm using last year because I can't let it go yet. That's fine that you want it to be that way when the chef is out there and maybe you can get away with it and you had all up in all, you know, during the second half. But now I feel like I wasn't mad or disappointed enough last year. And I was irate. And there's clips of me going in on why he didn't shoot. And you got to come out your comfort zone. If you got the goods, even at this age, Donnie, I think he has the goods.
Who?
Jimmy. To be more demonstrative offensively when Steph was out, maybe we beat Minnesota.
No chance. Not with those athletes. Like Butler, there's a reason he struggled against Minnesota. Here's the other thing that I struggle with because to me it's important. Okay, so let's say Jimmy Butler, okay, the playoffs last year he wasn't good. Okay, but he was hurt, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say, who cares?
Oh, man.
These guys, like, that's part of who they are now. If they have to play when they're not 100% and they're not quite as good as they are when they're healthy, then you have to take that into account that they're not playing at the level they've played at.
Regardless of why.
Right. Like, I hate to say it, but Curry, he's missed 9 of 25 games. All right. Now, if he comes back Friday and is not good because he's not in great shape or he's rusty and he's got it. Let's just say he doesn't play well Friday.
It could happen.
And you get beat. Like, that's part of it. Like, that's part of it right there. Like, was he hurt? Well, he's coming off injury. Yeah. So he's not the player. But those games count. Like, that's part of. And it's got nothing to do with his numbers. I don't really care about Curry's numbers. It's about. They not only have to play, they have to be healthy when they play so that they're the players they really are. And I think over the course of the last couple years, we've just seen more and more performances from Draymond and Steph and Butler, where for whatever reason, they're not as good as we hope they'll be. Now, Steph, not right. You know, Steph's not the main culprit there.
We don't have
but
him.
Butler and Draymond Green, yeah. I mean, they're not. They're incapable of playing 33 minutes a night, 74 games a year, and being at the level that they've been most of their career.
Now, I hear you, but I'll say this, and this is what's concerning, and I'll bring it back to Al or any athletes. Donnie, you can prepare. You can think you're doing everything so diligently to where you can avoid the injury monster. You just can't. And you can see guys on back-to-backs. Al, I get it, he's older. But even when he plays, I don't care if he was 25, forget being damn near 50, the bottom line is it could pop off at any time, and it did for the Warriors in the playoffs last year. But, like, you got to go for it. And if you're telling me, Goo, hold on and prepare because we're going to tread lightly and not exert that much energy or our big dogs aren't going to do that,
right,
then we're destined for the play-in.
Okay, well, then you are, and then that's what's going to happen.
And the reality is of that is that's where we're at now.
Right, right. It's impossible for the Warriors to have their big three healthy all season, win 50. I think it's
– that bet's – yeah, I got some for Dibs today. But yeah.
I just – yeah, you have to sacrifice a part of the season if you're the Warriors because it's too long of a season, I think. And
then when it's all said and done, my operation avoid the play-in was ludicrous.
No, it's still they might be a top six team. I don't know. But I do know that with this kind of team, I it's gonna be hard to just get continuity.
Like Dre's foot's really like I believe his foot's really hurt. And right. Steph had a quad issue, so that's them not balling. And I gave the Warriors flowers real quick early on about not doing what all these young teams are doing or any other team in the NBA is finessing the system. Remember, I was like, man, these guys are playing. So these are legitimate injuries.
Of course, and they're going to have more injuries. They're going to have more injuries this year, you would think. And even if they don't, if the Warriors don't have injuries this year, you know why they won't?
Tell me.
Because they will have load managed to such an extent that they avoided injuries. But even if they load manage, then they're going to figure out how to win those games when they load manage. And I mean, I don't see it. They had a nice little road trip, but that's what I don't think is sustainable. I don't think they're going to win a lot of games without Steph Curry and Butler and Draymond Green.
Go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
You serious? Is that mother... That became clear.
All right.
Is that mother... That all became clear.
All right, there it is. You want a Pat Spencer jersey, be caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. You want a Pat Spencer jersey? Don't call the 888 number. Call 415-523-4652. And anybody who calls the other line is banned.
Pat is that mother. That became
so there
clear.
You go.
That is beautiful.
Caller number 5 with a Pat Spencer jersey. What if I told you I don't know his number off the top of my head?
Oh, Steiny, come on, man.
So you do?
Who am I? I'm the black nerd. As I type Pat Spencer's number.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Okay,
well, not his phone number.
I
forgot he has a weird number.
His jersey number.
61.
Do you remember what it stands for or why he picked it?
That's a good call by you. You didn't Google or hit anything.
No, but like, we can have a fun. What does it represent?
He told us it's because there's 60 picks in the NBA draft, so he was undrafted.
Okay.
And he wore number 7 in college for lacrosse.
That's dope.
Oh, it's number 67.
No, he wore the number 7. 6 plus 1 is 7.
Evan, I get it.
So it's not 61 because he would have been the 61st player drafted?
There's two meanings. One meaning is he was undrafted.
I got you.
Okay, what's the other one?
I got his pin out.
6 plus 1 is 7, and he wore the number 7 in college.
So you okay. get, that's dope.
All right.
Yeah. It's a combo, Stoney.
All right.
Hey, I was going to ask you this because since we played the Kerr news.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah,
and he was great with Willard and Dibbs as always. I hate that I know you, and sometimes when I know you're like changing on air, it bothers me, but you're not, you don't even know you're doing it at times. But it's okay.
Well, you don't know what you're listening to at times, but go ahead. That's right.
If you're Steve Kerr.
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
And you look at this situation now, we don't know what he's thinking, but I'm being real with this question, and I'm going to answer after you go. Would you want to come back to this?
No.
Would you want to re-up?
No.
I got my own complaint.
No.
The reason I asked you that is I think it's yes, and I think that contract will be structured around Steph and Dre, and they ride off all together. I'm just feeling that.
I hope not.
What's your why? You kind of told us in past.
I don't think he wants to coach here beyond this year. It's just going to be.
Now, when you say here, because of what? Restraints? How the team is or what?
If the Warriors go 44-38 and don't make the playoffs, but they make the play-in, or they lose in the playoffs in the first round, why would Steve Kerr want to come back and coach the exact same team next year?
Same and reason Steph would want to come back and suit up and drink.
I don't even, like,
you don't think they're in it together?
If the Golden State Warriors don't make the playoffs this year.
Oh, no, that's a, I got to contest.
Okay,
they might not ask him to come back.
What do you do? I'm not talking about just with Steve Kerr. I said, what if this team's relatively healthy and they're not a playoff team?
I mean, man.
Then what do you do in the offseason?
Well, that's a whole different.
You can't bring it back. Can you?
Well, he's a made man. And I believe if that happened, he wouldn't want to go out in this run on that note. That's me.
What note?
Of not making the off. That would be a colossal failure.
Well, what
failure.
Makes you think they're going to make it next year if they don't make it this year?
Because we got some stuff that we saw what happened at the deadline last year or before the deadline with Jimmy Butler. We got the Kuminga conundrum that could produce something. Who knows, man? I don't think they're up in the front office like, yeah, this is it. Michael Chad on Michael Jackson. I feel like some could pop off. I'm dreaming and hoping, but that is a fact. They did something last year. They told the world and they did it.
Let's go to Gil. Gil's in the East Bay.
Gil.
Hey, Gil, how you doing?
Incredible. You guys finally called me.
Oh.
Okay, look, it's like this. This is my opinion.
Gil.
Whoever is the Warriors team doctor should be fired. The general manager should be fired.
Ooh.
Sciatica, can't you diagnose that? Sciatica? Is this something you could foresee? Not only that, I would help you guys out because you guys are in trouble. It's OKC and everybody else. Okay?
Well.
Guru, we almost agree. I have hope also. But it's OKC and everybody else. In the days of Jimmy Butler shooting 15 or 20
yes,
or 25 shots
me.
A game. No, come on. That's forget about that.
Oh.
That's not going to happen. But this sciatica thing. Sciatica? Come on. The team doctor can't diagnose this in advance and say, wait a minute. This guy's got sciatica. Sciatica, you cannot make this transaction. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we love you, Gil. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Gil.
I hope Gil and yourself are wrong about the field goal attempts for Jimmy. That's one thing. I'm going to shout out my boy, Red Silk Basie. He had the OKC Thunder being a dynasty, and that's what it is. It looks like right now. I think they're going to win more than 73. And I'll let you handle the diagnosis, or you should have seen the sciatica coming.
I'd rather get into Jimmy Butler a little more and kind of what I think of him. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Here's what I think is going on with Jimmy Butler.
And you're smiling.
Yeah, because he was never a great athlete, but he was more athletic than he was. One of the things that I've noticed is I feel like most of his points he gets from being clever, having guile, baiting the defense into a foul, but he's lost some athleticism where if he doesn't have an advantage, he can't make a big play or he can't score consistently. And I think when the Warriors run up against a team like Minnesota, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle because he's 6'6" and he's going to be guarded by guys who are younger at 6'8" and more athletic and smart. And it's just harder for him because he's not the athlete he was. He's got to rely on the head fake and the lean in.
The gadgets, the tricks.
Exactly. And I just don't think you can.
Wow, man.
You can go where you need to go when it's. I think the Warriors in the half court sometimes struggle to score, and that's a problem.
If you are right, and I hope you are not, but I'm going to give you that you need a dap for that one. That's a dap up. That's a handshake, Donnie. Because if you are right, that explains what we're watching. And you and Gil, I'm on Fantasy Island, the plane, in regard to thinking he can do more. But I've noticed that's what it takes. And maybe that's just getting older in the NBA. But, Stani, I think I want to double back and fight you on he never was a great athlete. I thought he wasn't. Against Denver and him against the Lakers in the bubble, for his size and his the dude could, here we go. I got to be careful. Pods can dunk. But he played above the rim and could get his own shot, I thought.
I don't think he did.
And played the passing lanes.
Well, I'm talking about, he's not Anthony Edwards. He's not an athlete like that.
Yeah.
He's not even a Kuminga.
There's nothing to be ashamed about there.
Well, but that's my point, is he's not a great athlete for pro basketball players.
If you hit of athleticism is why he's leaning on that stuff, and I see it a whole lot. And length bothers him, but who doesn't length bother? You could be onto something.
Well, it doesn't bother. It tends not to bother players who have length and players who have a quickness advantage against guys with length.
That's an interesting take.
I mean, it's not Jimmy Butler. It's harder for Jimmy Butler to score now than in the past.
I'm not comparing him to his counterpart, the chef, but it seems like it's getting easier.
Who?
Steph.
I
you know what I mean?
I would have to disagree
rack now. And the shooting is the shooting. And he could pull up on us and say, "Goo, it's a little more difficult, but wink wink, you can't tell, hence 27 a game."
Yeah. But okay. I don't know what to tell you there.
Somebody said here on the text.
I don't know how I can say you're right at 37.
I'm not telling you he's not getting older. I hope that,
I can just take in what you said. You said you think it's easier for Steph to score now than at any other point in his career.
Nobody's identified how that blender area that he's taking advantage of, Stani, is still to this day, nobody's mastered it, and it's why he's still having success. That you can meet me halfway or give me.
Of course, but don't tell me he's scoring more easily now than he ever has in his career. I mean, that just flies in the face of logic to me.
I'm fixated on this 27 a game, and I know you're saying he's missed 9 games, man.
And what's the record in those 9 games now? 4-5? They might be 4-5, about the same as with them.
I'm going to let you have that.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up on the other side, code word number 3 for the day, so you can win your town jerseys of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. So I will give you the word on the other side. And we're talking about Mike Dunleavy. Mike Dunleavy's been in charge of the Warriors for the last 2.5 years. He took over this team in 2023 after they lost in the second round to the L.A. Lakers. A year after that, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Last year, the Warriors got to the second round. This year, the Warriors are 13-12. And it's a simple question. How do you think Mike Dunleavy's doing in 2.5 years? Since he inherited this team from Bob Myers. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are they in a better spot than they were when he took over in 2023? 888-957-9570. Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So if you're going to the game, we also have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So go to 957thegame.com and sign up now. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.